Okay. Ve'ulami says, so he had spoken here a lot about the tainius and all the different tainius you have to do. Ve'ulam kol ha'nalhu l'gmar ha'kaporu mirak ha'nefesh Hashem achat tshuva. All it is for the gmar ha'kaporu and the taras ha'nefesh of the tshuva, which inspired l'el ma'gmar pe'kamer tzvachim, ge'oyle d'oyen hi l'achshid tzapraklit. So all of these things we're talking about is you've done tshuva already and you want to make a ritzu in this now, so that's what you do. Omnam has cholos mitzvah tshuva v'ikora loshev ad Hashem be'emes leib shalim. The achreach levaya heiter barachavas abir. So the etzem mitzvah of coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to explain in greater detail. Behakti mashakosu b'zeh HaKadosh b'viyo milas tshuva derech hasoy toshuv hei. The Zohar Kodesh says that tshuva is miloshen toshuv hei, the coming back of the hei. In other words, bringing back a hei somewhere. Hei tato, tshuva tato, hei lo, tshuva lo. There's two heis, obviously, there's the hei yud kei vav kei. There's two heis over there. One of them is tshuva lo and tshuva tato. So that's one thing he wants to explain. The Gamash Kodesh, the Zohar Kodesh, exas me koimus. She'ain tshuva melos l'poigim brisoi or moitzes avatolo. But over to him, he doesn't understand. She'ain l'chadova imiv na tshuva fill up by the zorgil or ayis v'chulu. I mean, you can do. There's nothing in the world you can do tshuva for. If I was there also, upirish bereishes chachma. She kavanas azeh she'olos tshuva tator kim tshuva ilor. He holds that you need to have tshuva ilor rather than tshuva tator. V'hinei. Now he's posing another question, and Kedarko. There are no lack of chayvei krisis that are around. So the Klal Yisrael has in itself some sort of chelik that we'll call chelik l'kayim imal. I guess what you want to say is as follows. In general, this is a way of explaining the musik chelik Hashem imal, chelik l'kayim imal. He obviously didn't cut a piece off and give it to us, and we have half a piece, because we're missing half a piece. What you want to say is, if I tell you that this is a type of bird, so anything that applies to birds in its klal will apply to this bird, particular bird. But not everything, but the klal of bird is bigger than this particular bird. And it's not the same. It has many, many more ofanim that this bird is only one of the ofanim of expressing birdishness. So there's a bird which every bird has in itself, and then there is the big bird. The koil has in it many types of birds, which this is only one particular one. So not everything that's in the klal the other protein and klal don't fit into this bird, but whatever is in the klal bird fits into it. So when we say chelkal kaimi mal, that's our neshama. It means that we possess, our neshama has qualities that one might define as being of divine in nature, in what it wants and what it strives for. And so on. So it's not as if our neshama is the equal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there are many, many, many neshamas that are chelek ha'im gal, each one different from each other, but there's a certain common denominator that defines it. So chelek ha'im gal is a description of the relationship. We relate to it as the part relates to the whole.
Rebbe's kind of saying it's not really a chelek b'chlal. It's kind of,
well, when we say chelek, we mean that you can subtract it. Chelek means it is of that species. It's as if I would say this dog is a chelek of dogdom. It doesn't mean dogdom becomes less if this dog dies. It just means that, you know, I'm trying to explain that the qualities of dogdom will be found in this dog, but this dog is not the equivalent of dogdom, or whatever we'll call it, dogishness, or whatever you want to call the right. The klal gadol. So chelek shem means it's of that nature. Physical things, their nature is physical. It wants physical material things. It thrives on material things, and so on. Dvar malokim want dvar malokim, thrive dvar malokim, don't relate to these things. So just like my guf is not nene from Talmud Torah or from tzitzis, my neshama is not nene from eating or for sleeping. So each one is it's of a different, it's a species of a subdivision of a certain species.
It's like saying it's not God, it's godly.
Exactly. It is of the God. The chelek means it's like it says, this is my chelek. He's of my chelek, ata sheli. It means you are of, you belong in the circle of the things that are called divine. That's what it means, of course. It doesn't mean that you subtract anyway. Kocha mamish. So he says like this. The breath that comes out when I speak is an external. It's a space. It's the animal shell of my dibur. But what comes out when a person breathes out heavily, there's some sort of internal koyach. So there are many, many brias that are offshoots of Ruach Piv, which means it's a kriterius. It's the part that's been asafel lechutz. V'bchinas chiyus hamlubeshes ba'oisesh v'sar ma'amaris. So when my dibur becomes, and when my neficha becomes the neshama of the dibur, that dibur is mislabish. So there's a big difference between the ruach piv, which is already the outer shell of it, to the etzem neficha, which is delay nafach, means it's the closest that comes to whatever I call self. So Shem Havaya refers to Atzmius, to existence, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishla Atzmei Kaviyochel. Alekim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he rules the world, so relationship is Chutz Tepnim. So here also, Aval Nishma Sa'odam, Shei Mibchinas Pnim Yisachiyus, Yichilik Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, Kishem Havaya Meir Al Pnim Yisachiyus, Shei Lemala Mala Mibchinas HaYisiyus. The Shem Havaya is more on the Pnimis Lechius, which is beyond the Oisius. So the Oisius manifest, they have a chiyus in them, but the Oisius Shatzman are a shell of it. Ubir inyan, kanoi benam yimayim liyohu. It says, Antu da pekas eseti kunin. You brought out ten tikkunin. Vikarinulu esesfirin. You called in ten spheres on Hogibon Almasti Steemin. To be noyeg worlds of Sosom. And Chakim vle bechachma yedia. And Mavim vle bebina yedia. Bechol yud spheres. Nichlals vim vaz shem avai baruchu. Ke yud shibchinas tikkudu levad meramedas de chachmasi isbarach. She bebchinas ahelem behes the koim shabol bebchinas ispashas begila saga vavana. And the koitz is kesek movement. The acher shabol bebchinas ispashas begila saga vavana la almin steamin. Nichals for the mezabois. Hey, once it begins the process of ispashas and gilui, that's the second hey. She yesh bebchinas ispashas the roichav. The hey is a letter that has breath to it. Hamoyer meram is al chavas abir vavana. וגם לאורך, המאיר הבחינס המשוך והשפוע מלמעלה למטה לאלמן סטימן. ואחר כך, כשנמשך את המשוך והשפוע, זו יויס למטה לאלמן דיסגליין, אז יש השפוע goes down to לאלמן דיסגליין. וכמו יהיה אדם שרואה אצל גז חכמוס אחר, מדי דיבור הדרך משל. So, let's say I take my חכמה and I want to have a little bit of share with it, I have to do it through דיבור. נכנלס ונמזס It's a straight line coming from top to bottom. So this is already the beginning of Chesed. So the Vav is Meramez on six spheres of the Spashas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all sorts of directions. And that's the Vav. Now the Vav is Mashpia on the Spashas. The He has the ability to absorb it and to take in all of that. Now the He says, Kimis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikos B'Shem Tvar Hashem, Kosh Kosu B'Asher Tvar Mar Shulten. ונכלל זה מזז בויס האחרן לשם הוויה כי פנימי זה מקור הדיבור אוהב לא ילמן הלב המשחלק להם מצוי ספח המגורן וגם הוורס ההי היא בחינס הבל לבד כמו שאומרים עוסק לולס עם השושה ואף שאין לנו דמוס הגוף חס ושלום אך דיבור אותו יקל של אדם ושגם דבר השם חופי זויס זה משחלק להי חלק המצויס ובהן ניבה קראת סוג משפוי בלכותי מאור. So, the דבר השם is, so you have the הלס אוילה מן הפה, and it comes down into the דיבור. This is like the השפוע of the וב that flows into the hay. So the וב is like השפוע, the full gamut from חסד down through your side, and it is the מקבל, who is the... the hay is the mekabel. The kach, it says, mamish adach moshel hamavdos in kates benishos adam, shibchinas nefesha loikis, dimetoich enofas, yesh bo bchinas seichel hanelam, amrumez bois yud, shebekoichu lotzis agilu lahov lahaskam amitosi yisbarach bidosei, kol chad v'chad v'fum shiur delay, v'roich avsicho binosei. Tefia shemamik sichle marchev daite binosei yisbarach bidosei yisbarach, אזי מרומזת בינוסי בו ישהי שיש לרוחב גם עורך, המויר על המשוך מלמעלה למטה, לא הילה מבינוסי וספנאי נוסו בגלוס השם, אב ויורי ותלסיהם במויכוי וסלמס ליבוי, ואחר כך בבחינה סיסקלוס ליבוי. ומזיינים שחווי רמית הזה, סקטור המיצס, בכל דיבר מייסה, הן אויסיס ואווהי and so on. So he says that the combination of the משפיעה and the Mekabel lies in the Vav Hey. The first Hey, which is Bina, is sort of gives the Chachma form to go out in, and to divide into different areas. And then he says over here the more the person, you know, it's depending on where the person's thought process goes to or wherever he reaches to, that's where he taps into. He can tap into the first hey, he can tap into the vav of the hey.
When he speaks about seichel hanelam in a person,
yeah,
like Hashem Baruch Hu, we just say, I mean, there's things out there that I have no shaychus to understand. But a person, they mean is something that I'm in touch with, but I can't express. Or is it the pshat? There's a chiluk of myself that I'm not even in touch with.
Let's give it. Let's say I'm thinking about a deep problem. I come up with some very deep solution. Hits me. So in a certain sense, that deep solution was there, but I it took whatever stimulus I had for it to bring it out. So there's a process of bringing out more chachma.
So something in me that's I can't even I've no saga of at the moment. Something will then bring out.
Correct, and it's so I'm being megalism that betsim. My assumption is it was within me, it was behelim. This French woman says, "Vigam is poinus lahavim lahaskel b'mitosik losi isparach." Nimshecha gam ke matoira deraisim chachmanof because b'chinas yudsha shemavaya. So even this poinus, when we talk about things like good shpachu, it's all going to go through thinking about Torah and so on. Okay, I'll hold it here.